Ladies and gentlemen, it made international news, actually. The city of West Hollywood passed a resolution calling for the removal of President Trump's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And this was a learning opportunity for a lot of folks who were shocked to discover that West Hollywood is a separate city. And in fact, the Hollywood Walk of Fame is not in the city of West Hollywood. But let's talk about what this is all about. It's a pleasure to welcome to the show the mayor of West Hollywood, Mayor John Duran. Mayor Duran, welcome aboard. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Good morning.
I appreciate you being here. So first and foremost, why did the city of West Hollywood choose to take this step, given that the Walk of Fame is not in West Hollywood?
You know, it was one of 26 items on our consent calendar. It was item 2Z, as in zebra, on that same calendar. We also passed a resolution on the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the U.S. Supreme Court. We also passed recommendations on all the different initiatives on the California ballot in November. So the city routinely takes positions on local, state, federal, national issues as part of our consent agenda. So that's what it was.
And this, of course, as I said, went viral. The New York Post reporting, you know, Hollywood votes, you know, Donald Trump off Walk of Fame, when in fact, of course, you know, just as a matter of fact, even this, if the city of Los Angeles had taken the same action, it's the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce that runs the Walk of Fame. It's not even a governmental institution.
I agree. There's a lot of mass confusion. And from the get-go, we set out. This is neighboring Los Angeles, this is neighboring Hollywood. It's not even the L.A. City Council. It's the Chamber of Commerce that manages the Walk of Fame. But even though we put out all that information, I think people who aren't familiar with Southern California and that Los Angeles County has 88 separate cities were somewhat confused.
So let's now that, of course, we understood the geography here and the jurisdictions, but let's get into the issue itself. You sent us a statement, which we certainly understand. The West Hollywood City Council did not pass this resolution because Donald Trump is a conservative or a Republican. Earning a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame is an honor. When one belittles and attacks minorities, immigrants, Muslims, people with disabilities, or women, the honor no longer exists. This was a statement from you, correct?
It is, yes.
Well, the question I guess I have is, and I'm not a Donald Trump fan. I didn't vote for Donald Trump for president. I didn't vote for Hillary either. I didn't like either candidate. I just skipped it. But with that said, there's a lot of people who have stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame who have human failings, and some of them are egregious. And is, you know, I guess the question is, do we go through, you know, all the thousands of people who have stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame and start making moral judgments? And do we do that in the Baseball Hall of Fame and say, well, Ty Cobb was a rat bastard. Do we pull him down? And we could go through all of them.
No, we don't. And I guess what I'd say in response to that is Fatty Arbuckle is not the leader of the free world. He's not the leader of the West. Donald Trump is the supposed leader of the West, leader of the free world, and somebody that the entire planet is supposed to be looking towards to emulate and imitate the policies and the values of the United States of America. And he's falling short. You know, a lot of conservative Republicans have stars on the Walk of Fame. Ronald Reagan, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Clint Eastwood, all conservative Republicans who became politicians after an acting career. But none of them are the leader of the free world today. There's one leader of the free world, supposedly, and he is failing and falling short of all the things that I think it means to be an American. And so we should criticize. That's part of the democracy. There are people out there who support him. And believe me, I've been hearing from him all the past few days. But there are many of us that feel just as passionately in opposition to what he stands for. And that's part of the nature of democracy.
No, I get it. It's just that the Hollywood Chamber didn't give him a star for being president or leader of the free world. It was awarded for his show business work. By the way, I don't even see that. I wasn't a fan of the show The Apprentice, but that said, you know, I guess my concern is that, you know, I really believe this from having traveled around the country and talking to lots of Trump supporters, that I really feel like these kinds of sort of philosophical, or if you will, tangential protests are strengthening Donald Trump's hand. I mean, when you see Robert De Niro shouting F-bombs at the Tony Awards, and what the West Hollywood did, giving the key of the city to Stormy Daniels, the porn star, to me diminishes what getting the key to the city means. Stormy Daniels isn't making a heroic counter argument against the positions of Donald Trump. She was trying to undo a non-disclosure agreement for cash.
Yes, but in the course of that lawsuit and that investigation, we found out about secret slush funds.
Yeah, I understand.
We found
but
Michael Cohen's
foreign monies in the United States. I got it, Mr. Mayor, but does that merit the key to the city of West Hollywood? I mean, she's not doing it for some higher moral purpose. She's doing it for cash.
You know, sometimes the most unlikely characters end up entering a place in national history. Rosa Parks.
I'm sorry. I have to jump in here. Please don't analogize Rosa Parks in the same sentence with Stormy Daniels.
Then why not, sir? Why not?
Because it's historically debased.
Certain people would look down on somebody being a maid.
Oh my God! I have to say I didn't see that coming. I'm shocked by that. That Rosa Parks made a conscious, deliberate, and heroic stand against a racial injustice. Stormy Daniels is trying to cash a check.
Stormy Daniels is taking on the leader of the free world and bringing him and his corrupt administration to buckle at the knees. She is taking on the most powerful man on the planet.
She would certainly know about buckling at the knees.
But you see, that's the point. You immediately went to the porn career. I'm talking about the lawsuit.
The lawsuit was not filed to take down the president. This lawsuit was filed to cash in because she made a settlement with Donald Trump before he became president and realized, boy, there's a lot more money on the table. That's not the same as Rosa Parks.
Yeah, well, but the lawsuit has tangentially produced the results of exposing the corruption of the administration. Only Mr. Mueller knew about Michael Cohen and his slush fund prior to the Stormy Daniels lawsuit. We never would have learned about that, maybe not right away, and we're going to learn more about it in the upcoming months. But sometimes you get your heroes and heroines in unlikely places. That's the only point I'm making.
I get it. I understand that the Stormy Daniels case is significant because it brought in Michael Cohen into the news cycle and the relationship that the president had with his personal attorney. I guess my objection is just to turning Stormy Daniels into some kind of moral icon over this when that wasn't what she set out to do. But nonetheless, let's stick to the point. By the way, we're talking with the mayor of West Hollywood, John Duran, and we appreciate you coming on to have the chat. These are peculiar times, and I understand that this president in particular has alienated people in ways that we've never seen before, not even in the days of Richard Nixon. So I get that, but I really do believe that the behavior of some of the president's protests, taking pickaxes and tearing the star out of this concrete on Hollywood Boulevard, is not interpreted as a heroic act by many millions of Americans. They look at it as just a temper tantrum and as juvenile.
But that's a separate issue. That's a criminal action. That's criminal vandalism. It's a felony. That's not what the point is. The point is whether or not the star should be restored. And at least that's a discussion that I think we're having, is whether somebody who is sitting in the seat at the presidency of the United States, who is bringing great shame upon our nation, should continue to receive an honor like the star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Some would say yes. Some would say no. I'm one of those that says no.
Fair enough. Appreciate you coming on and talking to us about it.
All right. My pleasure.
Thank you, Mayor John Duran.